One class at H. Grady Spruce High School in East Dallas got a challenging assignment: interview family members and turn their memories into news stories. Most of the stories were news to the students, many of whom are children of immigrants. As part of KERA's American Graduate Yearbook Project, Diana Douglas listened in as they shared these stories with their class. And just a note, the kids did not want their last names used.
Alondra wanted to know what her brother Sergio remembered from his childhood. She knew they had been poor in Mexico and sometimes begged for food from churches, mostly getting spoiled milk and stale bread. An assignment in Heather McKenzie's journalism class gave Alondra a good reason to ask him about it.
Originally, Sergio was left behind in Mexico as a three-year-old with his grandmother. His mother sold everything she had to went to the United States looking for a better future.
Alondra wrote the story of her brother crossing the border at night as a four-year-old, shivering under the cold, hiding from police under a bus, and watching his mother tremble with fear. Alondra's assignment was to turn these memories into a narrative with characters and quotes and dramatic tension.
He had a teddy bear that he calls Toto. Cuando estaba caminando, nunca lo soltó. It means when he was walking across the border, he never let go of it, because that was his first teddy bear.
Her class stayed quiet as she read. Then Rosario read his story, and Astrid and Edith and Chris.
Mexicans were openly mocked in the current school newspaper with crude drawings and jokes. When Leonel realized that this newspaper was too far gone to save, he created his own. Using the library's printers, he
spread his originally wanted 12 kids. Victoria agreed to deliver every child, but only achieved 7 kids. David Marcelino Rodriguez committed suicide years later in their backyard. He had hung himself on a tree because he had depression. The following
Marcelo's love for alcohol was tearing the family apart. The only thing that was strong enough to keep the family Dominguez together was the love of Julian's mother, Isabella. Julian says she never let a bad night.
After the fight, him and his friend went to celebrate at a bar. As he walked out the bar, he heard his name. It was the same guy he fought. He had a .44 in his hand, pointed at him. The guy said, "I don't like to lose." Roberto tried to run, but it was too late. They fired at him 6 times.
There are many reasons not to pass along immigration stories or family histories to children. Child endangerment, trauma, and poverty aren't exactly glorious memories. With 1 in 3 children in Texas an immigrant or the child of immigrants, there's a lot of family history that isn't getting passed on.
They're just telling the latest version of America's story. And it's moved me tremendously.
Their teacher, Heather McKenzie, is still in her first year, convincing teenagers to listen to a parent or grandparent long enough for a story to emerge is a tough sell, especially when the adults are reluctant to talk.
What they're learning is that everybody struggles. They're not alone.
They're also learning that all it takes to find epic tales of love and joy, loss and regret, is a little bit of sitting still while mom remembers her place. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.